KORN News Radio Sports, Tuesday, February 3rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. We have coverage this Wednesday night of South Dakota State women's basketball here on KORN. Jackrabbit Women will be at St. Thomas. Tip-off 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. Pre-game show starts at 6:30. South Dakota State men, they'll stay at home on Wednesday night. They will take on St. Thomas. That starts at 6 o'clock. USD women's basketball at Denver Thursday. That's a 7 p.m. Central Time start. While the USD men, they'll travel to Kansas City on Wednesday at 7. And just one game this week for Dakota Wesleyan basketball. They'll be at Doan on Sunday, a noon doubleheader with the women's game followed by the men at 1:45. Also this week for Mitchell Wrestling, they'll travel to Pierre for a duel this Thursday night. The girls, they start at 6 o'clock, followed by the boys at 7. And Mitchell Curl Gymnastics, they head to Watertown on Saturday for a state qualifying meet. They return home next weekend. The Class AA State Gymnastics Meet will take place at the Mitchell High School on Friday, February 13th, and Saturday, February 14th. Major League Baseball's annual salaries increased by 1.4% last year, reaching a record $4.7 million, according to the Players Association. This is the smallest increase since the average dropped for four straight years before 2022. The average has risen 28% in the first four seasons of the current labor deal. At least six baseball teams are expected to leave the regional sports network, Main Street Sports, and join Major League Baseball, shedding their once lucrative local media contracts. And additional teams are expected to follow Milwaukee, Miami, Kansas City. Also, St. Louis, Cincinnati, and Tampa Bay have already decided they'll partner with Major League Baseball, which will produce their games for the upcoming season. Meanwhile, Atlanta, Detroit, and the LA Angels, the remaining baseball teams in the Main Street Sports portfolio, have yet to announce their plans. An arbiter has ruled in favor of Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier in his salary dispute with the NBA. Rozier's pay, which was held in escrow since December following a federal gambling indictment, will now be released. The ruling found that under the NBA's collective bargaining agreement, players cannot be placed on unpaid leave except in cases involving domestic or child abuse. Rozier, who pleaded not guilty to conspiracy and money laundering charges related to a 2023 game-fixing allegation, has not played this season, but he remains on the Miami roster. With just 3 days left before the NBA trade deadline, the Milwaukee Bucks are now actively engaging teams on a potential deal involving Giannis Antetokounmpo. It does involve the Minnesota Timberwolves, along with Miami, Golden State, and the Knicks are among the most aggressive suitors. Milwaukee currently sits 12th in the Eastern Conference with an 18-29 record after losing five straight. Sources say that Giannis has told the organization for months he believes it's time to move on after more than 12 years with Milwaukee. Giannis has played 30 games this year, averaging 28 points, 10 rebounds, nearly 6 assists, but is currently out with a right calf injury, expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. The NBA trade deadline is this Thursday afternoon. Just 4 games on the NBA schedule last night. Memphis would build a 20-point lead in the second half, hold on to defeat the Timberwolves 137-128. Anthony Edwards with 39 points and 7 rebounds. Houston wins without Kevin Durant. They beat Indiana 118-114. Philadelphia's Tyrese Maxey with 7 three-pointers last night. He had 29 points as the 76ers beat the Clippers 128-113. And the Charlotte Hornets have won 7 in a row. They fought back from 22 points down yesterday to defeat New Orleans 102-95.